Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. Isn't that right, Tom? As I'm saying this, I just realized I said this in a dream last night.
What? Hang on.
That's really weird. I had a dream about this introduction.
Were you peeing?
Sorry, Tom.
You had a dream about ruining the intro by just interjecting straight away with your own dreams. That's right, Alex. I was prepared to have that as the most professional intro where you say, that's right, Tom. And then I say, that's right, Alex. And then I say my spiel. And then we move on to the developers. And then we move on to the idea. And then everyone makes a game. And then we get rich. But no. No, you had to jump in with your dreams, didn't you?
That's small. Okay, all right. Let's pretend I just gave an amazing intro and I've just passed it over to you. Isn't that right, Tom?
That's... yeah.
Oh, it was too amazing.
Right. That's right, Alex. The podcast. We're joined by Chris.
Hi, I'm Brunch Club developer and Men's Fitness August 2020 cover model, Chris Yules.
I believe it.
He's going to run out of these.
I believe it.
He's going to run out.
Alex, I can't run out.
He's gonna, yeah, just like I can't run out of brilliant game ideas. Wait, who's doing the pitch today? Not me. Okay. Also, we're joined by...
Hello, my name is Ruka.
Is this thing on?
Amazing.
And I'm an artist for Landlord Super.
Which is out.
Yeah, which also is out. Yeah, round of applause for Ruka, please.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Go buy it, go play it.
Congratulations.
It's really, really good. It's a great game.
Thank you. That was very stressful.
It was very stressful. We're also joined by, please do a good intro, everyone else is messing it up.
Hello, I'm James. I'm one half of the developers making Drink More Good.
Every week. He forgets what he does. I managed to remember what I do and come up with a fake thing. I have to think of those on the spot half the time. That one just then was on the spot. The other idea that was in my head was mayonnaise enthusiast. But
brilliant. All right. Thanks.
That's what they say about Chris. God damn, he loves his mayo.
I love my mayonnaise.
James, one half of Drink More Clap. Hopefully more of a staple in the coming weeks. And Ruta, I just want to, before we go on to the actual pitch, I just want to quickly just see...
Talk about your dreams.
How you guys are... I want to talk very quickly about Landlord Super, because I think this is the first time, during this podcast that we've had one of the devs have a game release during the whole time we've been recording this.
Wasn't Greg with us the other week after it was released and we gave him a round of applause?
No, but that was not after the game was released.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, how are you feeling at the moment? How's it going post-release? Does it feel great or is it like super stressful or like what's going on?
I think now is that time when we finally like, yeah, it's okay. We going back to our normal week. But before, after release, it was just a lot of people coming with a lot of bugs. And of course, for me, it was like, it wasn't that stressful. For Greg, so it was the peak of stress when people are just coming and coming and coming. And we thought like that week after release, we thought the weekend we'll just like relax. We'll do something else, but we couldn't. Greg constantly was just constantly checking Discord, fixing bugs. Like it was about 2 weeks without a proper day off. And after that, when the peak went down, it's like it's getting back to normal finally. But yeah, everything was super good, to be honest. We are very, very grateful for everything. But yeah, it's not over. There's still more coming.
It's not over yet.
That like must be the scary thing as either a solo developer or a small team, is that you just like a lot of the time you don't get the opportunity to put the game out there and have lots of people try it and find out bugs that are inevitably going to be there. So the way you find bugs is, Chris is like, I feel like
I like the book by that we did a live stream on the day of release and I broke it.
It was like, game on
we're
release.
Releasing in an hour and I broke it. And then I was like, Alice is going to go patch that now. And she did.
You handle that situation very well, though, I think.
Well, that's just because I can bullshit on the spot pretty well. Hence my amazing job titles.
Yeah. We know that every week. All right, should we crack on with the... coming soon. So, pitch this week. Tom, how are you feeling about this? Are you? Do you have one? Do you want to go for it? Or what's your hole looking like?
I mean, it's been a long time since people have been in there. I think, yeah, I've got an idea. If you want to hear that, I heard you also had an idea, so we can have a competing pitch hole. If you want, we can slam our pitch holes together and do a joint pitch if you want.
Yeah,
let's send me detached pitch hole.
I don't know how they can combine, because I don't really know what yours is, and you don't really know what mine is. So,
I'm going to do heads or tails right now.
Let's bring some high rollers.
And then whoever wins is going to get the pitch. Okay.
Right, so who's
so
what?
Heads or tails, Tom?
Heads.
All right. It is. It's heads.
Oh, sweet. Okay. All right. Fine.
Are you sure the pitch?
Hey, do you remember the game, The Movies?
Yes. The one where you hacked stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a game
was it the Sims, 360 camera,
but with the movies.
I don't know if it was Sid Meier. It might have been.
No,
not Sid Meier.
I feel it was Will Wright. Will Wright? Was it that kind of thing?
Was it Will Wright?
Simsy guy?
Wait, no, I was thinking something different, Tom.
Oh, really? Right, okay, the movies, as I remember it, it might be a different one, was where you have like Hollywood simulation, and you would create a film from start to finish. You'd hire actors... who have like star ratings, and the higher stars, the more they cost, but then the better the film would be. And you can also create the scenes of the movie. Like, you can custom make a load of scenes in films.
It was Lionhead, by the way, so it would have been Fable. It would have been old Molyneux.
It was Peter Molyneux, the other one.
The birth of Milo.
Yeah, and so... You can create the scenes, and you put your actors in, you put all the props and stuff in there, and eventually you create a movie. And ultimately, within the game engine, the movie wasn't a real movie, but within the game itself, it was then like, oh, you had explosions in there, so that's an extra 10 points. Oh, you had 4 5-star actors in there, so that's another 50 points. And then that would sort of arbitrarily decide your score. I'm thinking the movies, but purely focused around voice acting and Foley, right? So you are playing the game and you're given a scene.
Right.
It can be from anything. It could be an animation. It could be from an actual film. It could be, I don't know, even like a cartoon, like an episode of a cartoon. And you, with your microphone playing the game, have to make all of the sounds. And in terms of the movies thing, maybe there are like, for each film, maybe we get like 20 voice actors, right, to read all of the lines in the thing. And based on who you hire to do the voice acting, you know, that you can get some really garbage ones. Like, you can get someone reading the lines really badly, like, no, don't go in there, that's bad. But then you can get like someone really cool to do it. If you hire a 5-star voice actor, then he's really good, and you create the best Foley sound designed episode of something ever, but it's all through your mic and you're trying to make the sounds yourself.
Okay, so you and like, presumably the people that you're hiring is based on, like, you have to have money based on how well you've done previously with your previous like attempts and stuff. You get money for those productions, which you can then spend on
I guess, like, you start with like this really garbage little student project thing, right? Where there's stuff on the screen, and you kind of like, maybe there's a laser gun, or maybe even in the game you have, you know, just your mic, just your raw microphone, and that's it. But as you progress through the game, eventually more like effects are given to you, so you can then add like phaser sort of sound effects to it, or, you know, wah, 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 wah. And you can make actual really cool laser gun sound effects by the end of the game. But everything you do, every single sound, you're literally just sat at your computer playing the game, making the sounds. So
every sound in the game is you making
not every
the sound
in the game, every sound in the episode of the thing, which is inside the game.
Okay, right.
All right.
So I suppose there would be a moment where, like, you know, you're upstairs playing the game and your parents are downstairs, like, what is he up to? What is he doing? And you're just like in your room. Because
I have a couple of funny.
Oh, sorry, you go first. Oh, okay.
I was just going to say, the only thing that does every sound have to be with the mic? I mean, what could we give them some virtual stuff? Like, I think part of the fun of Foley is like working out, like, oh, I can make the sound of, you know, someone walking through the grass or something by like rubbing a comb or something. Like,
thing is, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking if we did it with the mic, then there's actually, you know, the game is makeable, right? Okay. For the first time, I think the resources are there to be able to make this game.
Okay,
however,
hang on.
You
Tom,
could
are
have
you
a virtual Foley scene.
Are you saying that a game where you have to make sounds, right?
Yeah.
For in the game, yeah, is only makeable if they make the sounds themselves? Because if we have to make our own sounds for the thing that you're doing in the game, that would be right, impossible to make.
What I'm saying is if there was a, if essentially the game, is, right, if you had the scene play out, like say a 2-minute scene, like some animation, then in the game, this is game design, we're talking game design now, every scene has nodes of the sounds and when they're meant to play, right? And all you're getting the player to do is fill in those little gaps and say, there's an explosion here, make an explosion sound. There's a gunshot here, do a gunshot. There's a laser do a laser sound. And then when you play it back, all of those sounds are just played back alongside the animation, right? If we want to make it more annoying and more difficult, you do have a virtual Foley studio within the game. And you know, you've got coconuts, you slam them against the ground, you've got horse hooves, you've got a watermelon, you smash it up, you've got the sound of someone's head being blown up, right?
Okay, hold on. I feel like that's maybe getting ahead a little bit at the moment. Like, let's just focus on the... So it is the idea that these scenes that you're being given are preset scenes that are created by the developers that just have some kind of action taking place. And it will start off with something really basic, but then like just a conversation, like a walk and talk or something.
Exactly.
And then the harder scenes are like, it's an action scene with police cars and helicopters and
like
all this kind of stuff.
Level things, like for example, if it was a conversation, you've got what, like 5-6 sounds. You've got the voiceover and the dialogue, right? But then you've got just general room sound. And maybe someone opens a door, so you have to do the door sound. And that's the entire scene. But then in later levels, you've got like the final scene from like the Avengers, which means you've got Captain America's shield, you've got Thor's hammer, you've got Iron Man flying, shooting his gun, you've got Thanos looking around all grumpy. And then you've got to do all of those sounds. And Thanos looking around does make a noise, by the way.
Okay. So.
Hang on, what does that noise sound like?
Oh, wow. He's motorized.
Yeah, no, he's got it.
Yeah.
So there is a game. There is a few games kind of like this already that aren't just sound. I think you're holding yourself back with just the sounds. There is a game for Xbox 360, which uses the vision camera, which is what I thought you were talking about, called You're in the Movies.
I remember this. Yeah, okay.
You act out the scenes, and then they do that horrible like fake cutout, like, do you know the thing like Zoom does where it cuts out the background, it tries to cut out your image, it does that and it places you in the scenes and you react to, like, you can say whatever you want, but it'll give you stage directions at first. So I think something like that at base level could be quite funny as well, because people like to make their own stuff, they want to be in it, they don't want to just have their sounds in it. Like,
I don't know, like,
and then there is another thing called Mind Show, which is a VR game where you do everything. You grab a character, you put it over, and it's all inverse kinematic to you. You place the cameras, you do all, like, and then you act out the whole scene. You can pick stuff up, throw stuff. You place everything.
Like, that's in a very like hardcore, like making an entire movie thing, though, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's very good.
You could publish it after, and people can give ratings, right? And then maybe that's how you earn more. That's how you earn bigger budget for your next films, right? So everyone gets a set budget, right? Of like however much. And every object you do in a scene costs like an amount. If every character costs an amount to place, then you export a 5-minute movie. It gets high ratings. The more views you watch, the more return you get on it. So you can then make bigger and bigger films over time, right?
I don't know. Like, I really feel like to begin with, the initial pitch when you were talking about just audio, I thought, oh, is that a bit limited? But the more you've expanded on that. I actually think it's brilliant.
With the
VR
one,
I think it's better
one,
than it's focused.
I think the VR one is too complicated because it's like you open it up and you're making an entire movie, right? Like you're moving the character. It's like you know, teaching someone to use After Effects or to animate something, right?
When I say move the characters, by the way, I mean your movements.
Right. Okay.
So if you want the character to go grab something, it's just tracked to your hand and head and feet movements.
I think it'd be really cool if the entire game, the entire layout, like the UI, is a silent 2-minute thing plays to you, and you're kind of watching it through. I guess like the hardcore version is you can watch it through and then put all the sounds wherever you want. However, there's like the I guess career mode of the game, whatever. It then says at this point, 1 second in, this sound needs to be played because you can see it on the screen. At 2 seconds in, this sound needs to be played. And you just click through every single one and record the sounds yourself. And then at the end, you get to watch it. Maybe someone just records really dumb sounds. Maybe they do it all with their mouth. And then they play it back and the entire... Like, do you remember there was a video, someone replaced all of the sounds in Half-Life 2 with their mouth, and it was just the gun sounds were all pew, 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 and the head crabs
that's
were
exactly
just...
The, yeah, this is exactly what I was thinking. Like, I mean, like my initial thought was, is this a party game? Because is this funny
kind
when you just... When you have the
so
scene
you're
play
in the
out,
movies is a party
you
game.
Can play it with... Well, I think this could work great. I feel like the scope of it is... I feel like it's kind of more, it could be more fun if it is focused just to sound, because then you're like, okay, we know exactly what we need to do. We know the scene we have. Just make a sound of a door. And then you're taking your turns. Okay, now it's my turn. Make a sound of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Now make a sound of a sword being. So I think that could be like, and then listening back to afterwards.
Yeah, you could also do the voiceovers. So if there was like 6-7 people playing, you say, right, you do good door sound, do good door sound. And then like the other two who's left over, they can do all the dialogue. And then at the end, after like maybe 10, 15 minutes, which is not that long to record all the sounds, you just watch the scene. I think it would be really funny.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be funny.
I think what would make it better is that you don't select each sound and just record the sound. It's like it's live. You've got the thing up in video up in front of you, and if there's 7 people, you're looking around. You could make it VR. You could
have your
VR maracas, or
so
just you've got
back.
To do it with your voice, and it's like door go, and then it's like, and then you've got to do your bit, and then you play it back, and you see how well you've synced up your sound effects.
That's how they actually do it in Foley, right? They have a huge screen in front of them, and they're making the noise and trying to make
like a
it
room
sync.
With like a box of
that's
gravel,
right.
Some pat, and they just
afterwards they
rush around
sync,
do this.
But
what if it's like SingStar/Twitch Sings, where before the scene begins, you say, right, there's 5 players, and then it just immediately stacks the columns into 5 people. And then as you're going through the scene, you can see like a little bar come down the screen and it just says door noise. And when it gets the little line at the bottom, they'd have to do the door noise at that point. So you can say like, right, I'm player number 1. I've got this list of things coming down the screen. I'll make these noises. Then player number 2, they know what they need to do. And that's how they can then time it. There could be like tons of different gameplay modes, right?
It's like Guitar Hero for Foley.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero for Foley.
It could be like a voting system. It could be like, I don't know, Instagram Live or anything where you can like press the heart at certain times, or like on SoundCloud where you can leave a comment at a certain point. If you put your broadcast out there, or if it's live, people can be like,
like
I like
Twitch
this
sings.
Sound. That door was great. Point to whoever did that door
point
sound.
Point to the door boy.
Yeah.
Maybe you can build.
And then in the
maybe
columns,
eventually
you can tally
build
up
a library of noises.
Yeah. Eventually, the highest rated door sound you then have
is available to you.
Is available to use. And then maybe eventually in the future, a film is made using entirely Twitch Sounds library.
That can be a deal. Okay, hang on. So so far, Router, what are your thoughts on this?
Let's ask our lovely artist friend about all the sounds she'll have to do.
All the sound stuff. Does this make sense to have you ever played anything like this before?
No. I checked the movie. It looks very like, of course I'm checking art, and in my head I'm trying to imagine how this game should look. And
I think it's less the movies now and more like Twitch Sings.
It's more like Twitch Sings.
Because the movies, the reason I said the movies was because that was like a Hollywood simulator sort of thing where you could hire actors and stuff. And I think my initial idea was hiring voice actors. And if you hire a garbage voice actor, then that just plays out in the scene. But I guess it also makes sense that if you're playing the game with a microphone, you can just record it yourself. I suppose. So it's not like a movie anymore.
Give me an example of door noise, Tom. Was that opening or pretty closing? Good. What was that?
What do you want it to be? What
I feel like that was opening because there was no dunk at the end.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What do you need?
Let's go for it. I'll do the action of open. I know people can't see this, but you'll do it, and then I'll close it again after. Are you ready?
All right.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, that was good.
That's a heavy door.
We'll cut that, and then we'll put that in. We'll put that in Landlords.
Oh, yeah. Straight. There you go. That's another thing as well. Maybe there's not just film. Maybe there could be like a game. Maybe a very extremely rudimentary game, sure. But like you just say, I need a gunshot sound for this game. And then you play it out and you've got...
My other...
So what, in the beginning of the game, you need to choose for what are you creating those voices? So like a spectrum. So that's an action movie. That's, I don't know, like drama, or this is a game. Or
I see. Okay. Well, I was thinking of it is like in my head, it was almost as if like you're a Foley artist in a Foley studio, and you're like, okay, what have I got today? The editors sent me through an action movie. I got to put sound to it.
Yeah.
But you start off with like something easy, perhaps. You start off with like just.
If there's like a party mode, right, it depends. If it's a party game, then you can just pick whatever, right? You can just say, today we're going to do action movie, and everyone will pick that, obviously. If there's like a career mode, then you start with easy garbage and then eventually progress to, like I said, Avengers.
Like Guitar Hero, right, I suppose?
Yeah. Eventually you're playing so Through the Fire and the Flames.
Is Avengers Through the Fire and the Flames, yeah?
Yeah, of course it is. Well, actually, it's probably harder, but you know.
What about like Apocalypse Now or that kind of, surely those kind of like huge, or Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the battle scene, the final battle scene in Return of the King.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Hey, although, Chris, like, what's up?
I was going to say is that at the start, and I'm going to bring this back, I'm going to use your own words against you, was that you said that putting sounds in was going to make this game impossible to make, or make it harder to make.
No, I what I was saying was, I think if it's literally just,
that's not my point. My point is that you've gone from the thing where I said maybe you should make the film yourself and you do everything to we now have to make action movies, animations, and then provide these to people because unless we now have a thing with MGM Studios where we can go like, oh, can you give us 2 minutes of James Bond? Well, give us that scene where he gets the rope and whips him in the nuts from under the chair.
It'll be like things that are like that. It'll be similar sequences that are clearly taken from those.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we can like
the rest of this asset stuff.
We're going to buy an Aston. What are you going to do? Oh, we're going to roll it. We're going to flip it. We're going to drive around the car really fast and flip it.
What if it's all user submitted clips? So you maybe it's through YouTube.
That's dangerous.
Or something.
That's risky.
Like, don't get me wrong. You might have to vet. Or like source them yourself, but if you're in your Foley studio, and the way I picture it is like you've just, you know, it's all dark, you've just got your projector, you've got your screen in front of you, you've got your script and your microphone, you might have a table of objects, and then it's like, okay, what's today's video? It's cat keyboard or something, and then you've got to do the
it's like 3, 2, what is like totally quiet, and then
exactly.
I have a
what's Timmy doing in his
idea.
Room?
Okay, and it's still it's partly of what Rosa said, where you choose, but it's not genre based. What if we had the game where you could do everything, but you choose what you want to do that thing? So you can go, I want to be a Foley today. So you grab someone's fat, like the film they made within this game. And they go, I need a Foley person. So they get that, and then you do the Foley for it. And then you can put it back up. And if someone else wants, you know, something else done to it, they can be like, oh, I need someone to do this thing. And it's a collaborative thing. You could, like, you don't, it's not like it's the final thing, because you could get someone who just ruins your film. But you can, like, I want to use this one. You know, I made a little action scene using a little VR guy. or like in Split Second where you drive cars and events happen around you and it's all reality TV shows.
Surely though, like, I feel like that is then kind of almost overcomplicating it too. Like, I feel like what's so cool about this is the simplicity of you're just making noises. Right, and maybe you get a script. Maybe the most is you have words. You can have the script to read.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything else is laid out. And I'm not saying that like, we go and shoot all these different movies, these scenes from movies. Like, we could just animate them. We could just get, like, you know, asset store models or whatever.
Problem solved. We just
basically
animate them.
I want to recreate
because that's so much easier than just go.
I want Toast of London. I want the script just to say, like, we need a horse sound and it just says nay and you've got to be like okay.
Exactly, yeah. This but I think that's going to be so much fun just to see, and like the idea of it being like a party game in a Guitar Hero kind of way where you're just with like a bunch of friends and you just take it and the scene rolls and you don't know, like, maybe you're not even designating who, because you don't know what noises are coming up. You just know there's going to be a noise, there'll be prompts to say, okay,
in
make
terms
the noise
of the party
now.
Game, yeah. I also just love the idea it's just a voice actor simulator as well, where if you wanted to, right, you could have six characters in the scene and then you just see the script, you see the character for the first time, you've never heard their voice, like you never hear the actual version of the scene. You're just like, right, this grumpy alien looking creature, you've got that. And then maybe you can go online and then see, oh, this is what this dude did for it. And then he's got like a totally different voice.
Well, what if you don't see, you read the script and then you don't see the film until after. So you don't see the character. Right.
I had the same
because
thought.
That'd be fucking hilarious. Because if I'm doing it and I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, this character. Oh, he's, you know, I'm going to read this. Oh, it's a monster movie. And then you do it and you're like, oh my God, it's Godzilla. Oh, Christ. Get away from him. And then you press play and it's a really old Japanese guy running away from Godzilla in Tokyo, going, yeah, oh, get away, it's Godzilla.
Maybe you'll just see is the concept art or the storyboard. So you know your timings. You see, like, or maybe it's an animatic. Maybe it's like, because most
but
of
you
the
know
time
your
timings,
it's Twitch Sing
you
stuff.
See tennis ball on a stick. So you're like, okay, right. The tennis ball on a stick comes in and then it does a, oh my God, it's Godzilla. And then it goes off again. It's like, oh, I wonder what that's going to look like. And it ends up being something completely different. Yeah. They changed it in post.
Should it have
Should
it have like rating? Like the game rates how good you do? So
I think it'd have to be user rated.
It could do, yeah. Well, it's either user rated or like Twitch Sings is done in such a way where it's like, oh, you hit this note vaguely for the right amount of time and you said this word at the right time and then it sort of vaguely gives you points. Maybe it's the same thing where
so
as long as
like,
you're hitting the thing, it can't really hear it. Or maybe it does. Maybe it does cross-reference it to an actual door sound.
Well, there was like, you could have different difficulties because with Guitar Hero, you have like, there was like the old, I think it was Rock Band that like you would get achievements for completing it. And to get the easy achievement on vocals, all you had to do was leave a fan next to the mic just for the day. And then you would get the achievement because as long as it was accepting some kind of noise input, it counted as being correct.
Yeah.
But then, in the harder levels, maybe it is actually cross-referencing it with sounds of doors and that kind of thing. And but then also, like Rooters, I think maybe having a slightly more interesting, like you could also have a separate like fan-rated or, you know, like viewer-rated thing to get like an audience thing, like on Twitch Sings or whatever, like to have a bit more longevity to it.
Because then you can look at like most popular. And then you can view people's popular ones.
Yeah, because
I don't think the cross-referencing sound thing is a good idea. When we, again, I'm going to use Tom's words against him, making our own sounds would be difficult.
Look, okay, hang on. I want to clarify what I was saying there, okay? Because you're using it against me, and I don't think you quite heard what I said. Right. Using the sounds would be difficult. What I was saying is if we just had the game as a microphone, literally just a microphone and an interface, then that's easy. What James said was a VR space where you have all the objects around you, like a bucket and some coconuts and a watermelon. That would be difficult because then
difficult as you think. So there's a plugin,
right?
excuse me, called FMod. So what FMod? I've used it before when we did a VR construction thing. And what FMod does is, so we used it for engines because you give it a base sound. And then what you can do is, depending on the like the RPM, you know, how much you're putting down the accelerator and doing what, it changes the sound to fit within that range. So you could do impact noise, but then soft, and it makes it softer. And then you do have to program these. You do have to set the thresholds.
I think the difficulty, though, would be the limitation of it, though, right? Like where you're saying, I've got a coconut, I'll use it on some grass. Oh, it's not making quite the right noise, but I mean, the game hasn't
given me... something else, that's foley.
But the game hasn't given me all of the stuff in which to make the perfect noise. I could literally just make the noise in the microphone and it would be better.
I'm saying you have a combination of both. Yeah, you give people choice, because not everyone, they're like, oh, I really could do with a coconut right now. And they're like, well, we haven't got one.
That's the point of the game, shit out of luck. Though.
But you've given people the option for both.
The point of the game is
I have every sound in your voice.
Yeah,
in your
maybe people don't have a good microphone, or they don't feel comfortable using.
Maybe that's the leveling up thing, is that you literally start just with a microphone and a piece of paper because you have no money, and then you go, right, I did a good Foley job. I got 20 quid. I can buy a banana, melon.
I thought you meant the difficulty level was based on how poor they were.
No, we're not going South Park difficulty level.
You can't afford
like
things, so you're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
No, it's like the progression could just be, you know, you get by the time you get to the Avengers film at the end, you've bought so many like tools and bits of Foley that you can, you know, you could just use the mic, but you've got more to play with. And the challenge at the start is that you've got a piece of paper and your own voice, but your clip is like someone walking down the stairs. So you can just be like, or whatever, you know.
But I do feel like that kind of takes away from the energy of like, or at least the tone of what it would be in my head anyway, which is just let's make a noise. Let's just make some, try and make noises that are going to end up looking fucking ridiculous.
Look, I just picked up two things at random on my desk. Look, what's this?
It's a coaster hitting a mug. I know that sound from anywhere.
Horse trying.
All right. What's this?
It's you scratching a coaster. I know that noise from anywhere. I've heard that noise before.
No, you're scraping ice off your car. That's what that is. That's
exactly. You're scraping ice off your car. I think it makes people creative. If people are buying the game and they don't want to use the mic, they're not comfortable to use the mic, then to them I say, why did you buy the game?
Tom.
That's a age-old
You don't understand
question.
People. People are morons. No offense, listeners. But we have people who buy our game and go, why isn't it? I thought this had online multiplayer. When the first line in the description says, this is a local-only game. No online multiplayer.
That's what it means to be a game developer.
Yeah, our refunds. Our refunds on Steam are like 70% thought this had online multiplayer.
But
like,
I know that you as game developers, have a moral code where you're like, oh, you bought the game and you thought it had this. Okay, we'll let you refund it.
I wouldn't let them refund it. I don't know, you're a fucking idiot.
There's people who are unhappy with your game and you suggest them a refund and they don't accept it. They just want to moan.
What? They just won't have the refund.
Yeah, nice. There's people like that who don't accept the refund, but they just still be unhappy.
Yeah,
the game.
They just want to be listened to. They want to be heard.
We should try and make it. we should try and make the game. Like, a marketing strategy, I suppose, is not to lie to them, but to make a game frustrating enough that more people are just annoyed enough to want to complain about it.
So are we now making a game that lasts long enough to beat the 2 hour Steam refund? Is that what you're saying? Okay, perfect.
So you have to watch you have to watch the Avengers in its entirety with no audio and then do the Foley for it afterwards.
Do the sound for it. But the game itself is garbage. And then they're like, oh fuck, I just watched the entire Avengers movie. I can't refund it.
Should games have like achievements or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think, even just complete this film, that's an achievement.
You get all 5 stars, it's like, oh, you get the Walk of Fame.
Get 5 stars in the online rated community, bam, that's a rare achievement.
That's it. That's the thing, is like the campaign mode has...
Oh, that'd be a complaint.
You can go for
multiplayer,
what?
Multiplayer achievements always get complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Always. There's always...
Yeah, well, Alex, you don't represent the entirety of the gaming community.
Well,
what's wrong with multiplayer achievements?
Online achievements always get complaints. Like, I think I can't remember what it was. It might have been COD when they did something. They added in online achievements that you
I think
can only get by going
Assassin's
online.
Creed did as well.
Yeah, that was it. I think COD did a couple, but Assassin's Creed.
The multiplayer one had those great achievements. You know, like with the Assassin's Creed multiplayer was fantastic.
Was
it AC3?
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, that was really good. So much fun.
Well done.
Maybe not that achievement. But yeah, I mean, I think any game can have achievements, really. Like, what didn't the Simpsons game had an achievement just for loading the main menu at the very beginning?
they used to do that with old Xbox games that they knew weren't very good. So that achievement hunters would purchase them.
King Kong has one... the easiest 1,000 achievement.
Is it King Kong?
Avatar did.
I don't know. I know King Kong
is the
super
one that you basically just have to load up the game and it's literally just like you play like 15 minutes of it or something. You get all the achievements.
Oh,
I can't remember what it is.
I know there's an Avatar game where you could get. Like, there's only 3 achievements in the game, and they offer amassing a combo. And right in the first level, you can just get all achievements
in five minutes. Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, that could be one of the achievements. Is just play the game. Thanks for buying.
Thanks for buying. Well, I mean, that's in every game, right? You finish the game, you get an achievement for it.
No, well, I'm not talking about. There's no finish the game achievement.
Play the game.
Just to start.
Load
the
game up.
Yeah.
Well done.
With all the DLC we're making, all the new films.
Is there an end? I guess the career mode has an ending when you've completed all the levels, right?
But then you just bring out more levels.
Then you bring out more levels. But also, that's what the party game is. Like, you can just replay so many scenes with so many groups of people. Or maybe you just replay the level and say, right, I'm going to do these sounds. And maybe towards the end of the night, all of the films just sound like a drunken mess.
That's what I love about it, though. I think you absolutely like hit the nail on the head, because like those kind of, you know, like the ridiculous videos that always get remembered, like, you know, the that joke one about, is it the Mick Jagger and David Bowie, like what that sounded like with, or what that music video sounded like with all the music taken out,
those kind of things. Good.
So, like, I mean, maybe that could be a thing in it as well, but like, just the idea of just watching scenes from films or movies and stuff or whatever, and hearing noises that you shouldn't be hearing that are obviously just stupid, I think, at a base level, just funny.
Maybe we could just even compress it down even further, just make it easier on ourselves. Because, like, audio, is it Audio Surf? I can't remember the name of the game.
Audio Surf. You can put any song
in those games. You can put any song in there. So in this game, you just put, and Beat Saber, you can just put any YouTube link. And you can just say, I'm going to put this YouTube link in here. It's got no audio, got no sound whatsoever. I'm going to remake the entire thing.
No,
aren't we just providing them with like a voice recorder at that point?
The risk that you've got of that is that people post copyrighted stuff. It's like where Dreams got in trouble because people were making Mario clones. Because you give people the tools to...
Were they making clones good enough for Nintendo to intervene?
Nintendo intervene at every possible... say the word Mario, a lawyer somewhere just got, like, his nipples just went a little bit hard.
This
podcast has just been shut down because we said Mario, so, you know.
All right.
Shit, Timmy, if you say Mario 5 times, a lawyer comes up and sues you.
If you say what, sorry?
I think you could probably get away with studios lending you trailers.
Yeah, trailers would be fun because it's always the like high intensity bits, isn't it? It's always,
and you could always get the voiceover guy, and then you could do like stuff like that. I think if you were to get actual studios involved, the thing they would give you is the trailers, and also it means that you keep the clips short so people don't lose interest. It's like you don't want to end up doing a 2-hour epic. Work. Right.
I'm just thinking of that as like a game mode where you can just say, this level, we're just going to put this YouTube link in here. We're just making that sound. But in the actual like curated game.
It sounds
game,
like a Steam mod.
Yeah. In like the curated game itself, there are pre-selected scenes. Like the work for I guess the developers, right, is they would go through the scene and say, you know, they can see this many sounds that needs to be made. And they just assign them little buttons. And, you know, door slam noise, gunshot sound, explosion sound. You press record, you make the sound, you stop recording. And then as you play through,
but is it not live
all of
anymore,
those buttons?
I said, I would still love it to be live.
There's also a live version.
I think live is better.
I think live adds some challenge
because you then have to, then it involves communication and teamwork, but silent communication because the mic will pick it up.
So I think just that's another game mode. Like if it's Foley, right, they record stuff one by one by one and then just assign the sounds to each part of the scene, right? And that's like the Foley aspect. Then there's the voice artist. What are they called? I said it earlier.
Voice artist?
Mouth person.
I only have the name for this.
they have. Then you can record all the sounds for it by just recording all the dialogue, and that's a game mode. There's tons of different little routes you can take for it, and maybe there's only like five scenes in the game, but there's just so many different ways that you can play with it and make it better or worse in the live
so
party
perhaps,
mode.
Is that the live party mode? Is James's live version where you're just doing it? Like, yeah, you're going into a scene blind, and maybe you get prompts when a sound, make a sound now, or maybe you don't, maybe you just have to do the guitar hero thing
where it's just like, here's a sound coming up, it's door slam noise, here's a sound coming up, it's someone screaming.
So I like the idea that like you could have five people just make the sound at the same time because there's no coordination.
I love the idea that it would be quite lo-fi, like you would be given a script, like from a design perspective. I think that'd be quite fun, is to design, like, you've been given the notes and the timings and you're like, okay, who am I playing? I'm playing door number one. Okay, cool, I've got it. And then you've got to get your like you've got to work out who you're playing. Maybe you can draw on your script and, you know, circle the things that I'm
what
doing
if it
and then
links
you've got
to your phone to like Jackbox.
Yeah
all
why
of the
not
stuff
so everyone gets the scripts on the phone, so I'll be like, oh, I'm creaking tree number six.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So my game name idea. Okay. I had to double check that this was an expression and not just something I came up with in my head. So the folly of man, which the expression is the folly of man, which talks about the stupidity of.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty, because it's stupid.
Yeah.
And it works.
Okay.
What about- and is a pun.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's a pun,
that
so it has
ticks
to be good, right?
All of my boxes. That really revs my engine. Tom, do a revving engine noise.
That's Chris's engine.
That's my engine.
There you go. That's Chris's engine.
I like it.
This is less a podcast and more radio play.
so that's how we'll end it. Should we do a quick...
Sorry, real quick. Expansion. Yeah. We then have the support for MIDI. Like keyboards and all of these different instruments and things. Maybe people can then make the music to all of these scenes as well.
Maybe,
if they
yeah,
want
but
to.
I feel like that's maybe further down the line.
Oh, yeah,
when
way
people
further
have
down
started
line.
To, yeah, yeah. But hang on, so, okay, so at this point, let's just, can we try and crystallize what it is? How has this changed from crystal? do you want to give a quick explanation of what this is at this point?
Okay. I mean, originally it was the movies, but only as a vague reference. Now it's a party game / campaign / voice actor simulator where you are given silent scenes from films, from cartoons, from just animation, from maybe even games. You're told in the campaign mode, you're told, I need these sounds, and it gives you a list of sounds. You make the sounds with your microphone or potentially your virtual Foley studio, which I don't like as much, and you record them all one by one, and then you get to see the scene play out in full. And then as you progress through the campaign, you get harder scenes, starting off with zombie student film, which everybody has made, all the way to the end to Avengers. Yeah, in a graveyard, all the way through to Avengers or Mission Impossible or something like that. In the party mode, though, you do live recordings of these scenes in a Guitar Hero / Twitch Sings style thing where you can see the noise you need to make as it comes up. And then every person in the room then just goes, bukum, 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 and it's just a cacophony of noise.
It's just a fucking mess.
But then you listen to it back,
James,
and it's a cacophony of noise.
Does this sound like if the Foley studio part of this isn't included, how is that sounding to you now? Or are you still very much vying for the...
No, I would mechanic? Still find it fun without having all of the different tools. I think the only thing that I would want is that I think it would work perfectly in VR, or just, you know, the even first person, you've got your stand in front of you, your podium, your mic. I mean, I like the whole Guitar Hero thing, but maybe we can incorporate that in another way. Maybe you've got like an iPad, or like, I just love the idea that it's analog.
The
you're in the scene.
Party mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. But I don't know. Even in like a single player campaign mode, the idea that you're in this just. You're in the recording booth, you know. It's quite visually interesting.
That's what it is in the campaign mode. But yeah, it's just the party mode where if people are playing standing next to each other, which is unheard of in this day and age, playing it in one room, then yeah. But then also, it could just be Jackbox, right, where you can see it on your phone, and then everyone over Discord is just making all of these noises, and it records from all of these individual sources, and then it plays it back to you.
Also good. I've just come up with a possible other part of the game, maybe like a multiplayer component. Say if you have this scene, you know what it looks like as the director, yeah? So
right.
You know it's an action scene or whatever. It's your job to source all these sounds together, and you have to find online other people to make the noises. So you're directing them to make noises.
I have a better one.
Yeah.
You can see the scene. The voice actors that you're playing with, say you, instead of just grabbing sounds from across the web, because then you're just going through an audio library, but you're playing with
other
people.
That's what I mean. They can't see it.
Yeah,
you can see it.
You can see the scene. You're like, okay, this is a big explosion. There's some debris. There's all these different things, right? We need to make you two make that noise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then
it all together at the end.
And then finally, the two players who made all the sound, they can see what noises they've assigned it to. So I guess, yeah,
okay.
That's the voice actor director simulator, where you're then just like, okay, this guy's big, like really big. He needs to sound really big. He's also grumpy as shit. And the voice actors can't see what the character looks like. I mean, it's not realistic, but it's also a good game.
I don't know. Like sometimes you go into, as a voice actor, you go into a booth, you might not have like say if they're recording, I don't know, like an animation or something, the voice actors don't know what it's going to look like when they're recording a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Stuff
we used Foley.
Just have to imagine
stuff.
It.
Like, my mouth is in that game.
A lot of people's mouths are in that game.
As germs. That's my mouth is the germ noise in
you
what was
the noise?
Second,
can you give
five
us a,
second rule.
Can you give us a preview?
Let me moisten.
Oh, la, la, la. Oh this is going to sound okay. Wonderful.
So when the food touches the table and starts getting germy and dirty. It is slightly edited after, but it's basically this.
That's enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God,
all right.
It's like tingle.
We've got a pretty good grasp of it now. Router, a game where the Foley ship of man would play. How are you feeling?
What? It's not ship. It's just Foley.
I think
Foley
does...
ship is.
Oh yeah, the Foley ship. I'm thinking of the stream.
You're
the Foley
of stream.
Man. Sorry, I'm sorry.
The Foley I think it's of the, man, the Foley ship of the ring, isn't it? Is
yeah.
Yeah, that's taken, unfortunately.
Shit.
Yeah, I would make
okay.
it, but I don't think that it requires a lot of art. Isn't like the mostly realistic looking game.
I think it depends. Like a darkened recording room, I think you can put a lot of effort into making the atmosphere of the darkened recording room like really cool. Like, I don't know, cigarette and an ashtray.
I still really think that the scenes should be all like they should be animated. Like, I don't think it should be real life. I think it would be kind of
maybe in the campaign mode, you're being directed by an AI guy who's through a screen, and he's like, yeah, this guy, he's real grumpy. And then you have to have like this dude behind a thing, and then you can design what that guy looks like. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Exactly. Okay, so maybe there's not a huge amount of art in there to work with. What about play? Is this a good party game for you?
Yeah, we tried. I feel like it's very unique. I never heard about something like that, so I would definitely try it.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that because it sounds specifically, I think that's what makes it so interesting.
I think that's
like,
the point.
It's not just like being a movie. It's,
you also we're also veering away from trying to make software, right? We're trying to make
yes.
a fun game. We don't want to make. Oh, this tool gives you 20 layers to work with, so you can play
exactly.
sound wherever you want in the film. Yeah. We're trying to make a fun game.
James, how about you?
Yeah, totally. Would make, would play. hands down. I think it would be great fun.
Great.
I feel like you're closest to the, if it's a party game, I mean, you're already kind of working on a party game right now, right? So is that
your kind of
thing?
100% working on a party game, yeah.
Kind of working on.
Yeah, yeah.
You've only kind of been working on it for just over a year.
Sorry, in full production on.
The only thing that would be a challenge is that, you know, I do visualize this being, you know, it's a 3D game, not done 3D before. It wouldn't necessarily be realistic, but I think getting the atmosphere right and maybe it would be VR as well. I do think that would be quite fun. I think if it was like a Bridge Commander or Space Team kind of thing where you can see the other people around you, like, or see a floating
Bridge
avatar.
Commander. Okay, right. I think
there's a lot of stuff you could do with the party mode that would be really fun.
I think there's a lot of ways you can go into it as well. There's a lot of ways you can put it together.
Okay, and Chris, how about
Hello.
You?
Well, okay, I think it needs to be party, like local only. I think that's the fun part is getting your friends around and just making some stupid noises for an hour.
Right. We want people to buy it.
That's true. But people might buy it because it's so odd, right? It's like Jackbox.
But who... I'll go back to what I was saying before. Who's standing within 2 meters of each other right now?
That's true. We are all...
Great for our party game.
Yeah, join the club. Don't make a party game for pandemic times.
Well,
but
actually,
I feel like at least you have some kind of multiplayer component.
No, it should be, but like, I think the main aim of it should be like get together and make stupid noises.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also why I still think it's we should definitely get them to shoot it themselves. Maybe I just want the Kinect to come back. Okay, Tom?
Why?
Kinect was one of the worst pieces of technology. Jesus.
video games like in the past 20 years.
Maybe, Milo looked like he would have been my best friend and I never got to meet him. Milo, I miss you.
Oh, he can come
within 2 meters. He's not real.
That's true.
I could have happily socially distanced with Milo for all these days.
I don't know. The game was so realistic though. Don't you remember?
Oh, he could have got COVID as well.
Yeah. I'm actually
reading
the news.
You could give him a piece of paper
and
he would grab it and take it back.
I can see the article now on Kotaku. First case of coronavirus jumping to Milo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then it can infect everyone through the network.
And then it becomes a computer virus as well. And then Skynet happens.
Like all the other games start catching it. Like Sonic's got it now.
Sonic always had it. Someone made a Sonic soup. No.
Okay. So God. Chris, you are wood make. Fuck's sake.
Would you make it, Chris?
Oh, he doesn't want to. He's not
sure. I'd probably play it, but
play it.
It doesn't sound like a player, does it?
He's out. I
wouldn't sit alone in my room going, making stupid noises to then upload online to play with other. It seems. I think Twitch Sing is.
I think that's a brilliant Twitch.
It's a YouTube
streaming
game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
I think that would be fantastic.
Content creators around the YouTube, that's what they call it, just making like a 20-minute video.
Influences.
I made all the sounds to this game. And that's,
so it's just. YouTube fodder.
It's YouTube bait. That's what this game is, unfortunately.
But it's great. Like, I'm 100% with you on this one, Tom. I think it's brilliant. I think I'm going to make it. That's my promise to you. I'm going to make it right now.
Oh, wow.
I can't do that. I'm sorry. But I would play it. All right, look. Thank you, Tom, very much for your idea. It's good to kind of be back. Is it good to be back on your hole? I don't know, but we're back. Next time, who knows? Who knows? We might have a guest. Who knows? If not, I've got a pretty good idea I'm quite excited to share with you guys, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But
we'll see.
Until then, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
You can follow us, actually. We never mention that. Follow us. Where can you follow us, Tom?
At PutchPlusPod. Pod with the vowel on Twitter. You can suggest ideas as well. I mean, we've done community episodes.
Yeah, shove some on the Yogscast Reddit.
Clearly, as you can tell, we're struggling at the moment.
What the fuck? All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, James. Thanks, Ruth. I'll see you later. Fuck you guys.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Out.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bullshit.
Wow.